Argentina's interim president, Adolfo Rodriguez Saá, resigned unexpectedly last night after only 7 days in office. He was supposed to run the country for 3 months until elections could be held to replace former President Fernando de la Rúa, who resigned on December 20th. NPR's Martin Costi reports the interim president's resignation further complicates Argentina's chaotic political and economic situation.
Rodriguez Saá, the upbeat governor of a well-run province, was picked by the Argentine Congress to serve as interim president. The hope was that he'd be able to stabilize the country following the street riots and financial meltdown that led to the resignation of President Fernando de la Rúa earlier this month. But instead of stability, Rodriguez Saá's week-long administration brought more of the same. Anti-government street demonstrations that got so bad, some protesters broke into the Capitol building and set fires. Even worse for the interim president, his own party, the Peronists, failed to unite behind him. Several key provincial governors regarded Rodriguez Saá as a threat to their own presidential ambitions, and they refused to meet with him. The interim president says this lack of support is what finally convinced him to resign.
Esta actitud de mezquindad y retaseo.
This pettiness leaves me no option but to send my definitive resignation to the Congress, the president said via live satellite link from his home province. He accused his fellow Peronists of letting their internal power struggle get in the way of running the country, especially as several of them jockey to run for president in the snap election planned for March 3rd. His critics call this disingenuous, saying he himself was planning to run. But Rodriguez Saá's problems weren't just political. He inherited a desperate economic situation, a deep recession, dwindling tax revenues, 18% unemployment, and slipping confidence in the banking system. At first, the interim president moved boldly, announcing the suspension of payment on Argentina's foreign debt just minutes after he was sworn in. He also ordered the downsizing of the federal bureaucracy and a cap on public employees' salaries.
He pretendido ser quien inicie el cambio en la Argentina.
I have sought to be the one who starts the process of change in Argentina, he said as he resigned, and I'm sure that I've achieved that. But his 7-day administration failed to solve Argentina's most pressing problem, the shortage of cash. Many people haven't been paid their salaries in weeks, and savings accounts are partially frozen to prevent a run on the banks. In order to stimulate the economy, President Rodriguez Saá had promised to create and distribute a new parallel currency, dubbed the Argentino. The new money was supposed to be on the streets by mid-January, but now the entire plan is in doubt, throwing the financial system back into limbo. The political situation is almost as complicated. Technically, Rodriguez Saá's resignation puts presidential powers in the hands of the Senate president for 48 hours, until the full Congress can pick another replacement. But overnight, the Senate president suddenly resigned too, citing health problems. The next president in the line of succession is Eduardo Camano, head of the lower house of Congress. Martin Costi, NPR News.